Above is a picture of a real Royal Egyptian standard in the Liverpool Museum in London. The cubit dispute. There are many cubit standards, Amma in Hebrew, that have developed since the time of Noah. So which one was used to build the Mishkan? Located near Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey, there exists a boat-shaped structure that many believe is the remains of Noah's Ark. The length of this structure is exactly 515.5 feet. When divided by the 20.62-inch Royal Egyptian cubit, it equals exactly 300, the same length of cubits that God told Noah to build the ark. This is only one among dozens of other evidences that this structure is actually Noah's ark. If it is, then the cubit of Noah is indeed the cubit used by Moses to construct the Mishkan. The Royal Egyptian cubit would also have been the Noahic cubit, passed down from Noah to Ham, who then passed it down to Mitzrayim, the father of Egypt. Spiritual insight. God has preserved his standard. Even Solomon's temple was built using the Royal Egyptian cubit, although there was evidently a new standard cubit being used already. 2 Chronicles 3:3 says, "The foundation Solomon laid for building the temple of God was 60 cubits long and 20 cubits wide, using the cubit of the old standard." God's word is our standard, and it does not change. "For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." Matthew 5:18.